He wasn't sure how long he just sat there. The apparition had melted from view in a few seconds, but Richard simply sat, shaking, probably for not more than a minute, until a sudden squeal of brakes and glare of lights roused him. He shook his head. He was, he realized, stopped in the road, facing the wrong way. The car that had just screeched to an abrupt halt, almost bumper to bumper with him, was a police car. He took two or three deep breaths, and then, stiff and trembling, he climbed out and stood up to face the officer who was walking slowly towards him, silhouetted in the police car's headlights. The officer looked him up and down. "I'm sorry, officer," said Richard, with as much calmness as he could wrench into his voice. "I skidded. The roads are slippery, and I skidded. I spun round, as you see. I'm facing the wrong way." He gestured at his car to indicate the way it was facing. "Like to tell me why it was you skidded then, exactly, sir?" The police officer was looking him straight in the eye while pulling out a notebook. "Well, as I said," explained Richard, "the roads are slippery because of the mist, and, well, to be perfectly honest," he suddenly found himself saying, in spite of all his attempts to stop himself, "I was just driving along, and I suddenly imagined that I saw my employer throwing himself in front of my car." The officer gazed at him levelly. "Guilt complex, officer," added Richard with a twitch of a smile. "You know how it is. I was contemplating taking the weekend off." The police officer seemed to hesitate, balanced on a knife edge between sympathy and suspicion. His eyes narrowed a little but didn't waver. "Been drinking, sir?" "Yes," said Richard with a quick sigh, but very little. 2 glasses of wine, max, and a small glass of port. Absolute max. It was really just a lapse of concentration. I'm fine now." "Name?" Richard gave him his name and address. The policeman wrote it all down carefully and neatly in his book, then peered at the car registration number and wrote that down too. "And who is your employer then, sir?"
His name's Way, Gordon Way."
"Oh," said the policeman, raising his eyebrows, "the computer gentleman."
Yes, that's right. I design software for the company, Way Forward Technologies too."
"We've got one of your computers down the station," said the policeman. "Bug it if I can get it to work."
"Oh," said Richard wearily, "which model do you have?"
"I think it's called a Quark 2.
"Oh, well, that's simple," said Richard with relief. "It doesn't work. Never has. The thing is a heap of shit."
"Funny thing, sir. That's what I've always said," said the policeman. "Some of the other lads don't agree."
"Oh, well, you're absolutely right, officer. The thing is hopeless. It's the major reason the original company went bust. I suggest you use it as a big paperweight."
"Well, I wouldn't like to do that, sir," the policeman persisted. "The door would keep blowing open."
"What do you mean, officer?" asked Richard.
"I use it to keep the door closed, sir. Nasty drafts down our station this time of year. In the summer, of course, we beat suspects round the head with it."